Dracula, home for many centuries to a dreadful dynasty of vicious vampire ducks, the Counts of Dracula.
Count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Thank you. Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 672. I'm recording this at 2:15 on Friday the 6th of November 2011, and we still haven't got a result in the American election, and we are still waiting. And Mr. Trumpy, or Donnie Trump, is throwing his toys out of the pram, as pretty much we expected him to do, but he's not getting what he wanted. And it's increasingly interesting how a lot of people are reporting, whereas I think a few weeks ago people would have just reported something that Donald Trump had said, but now they're using the words reporting as Donald Trump said such and such without evidence. They're using the words without evidence quite a lot. And I've just seen something recently about Twitter that says if he does lose, he will become an ordinary person on Twitter, and therefore many of his tweets might be censored and possibly his account removed. And I found out today that Steve Bannon's account has been permanently removed. How fantastic is that? That is really, really good. Right. Now, as the lawnmower of destiny starts up next door, I will tell you what the first two tracks were. Where first of which was Tiki Paradise and a track called Island Fever. And that comes to us on Maula Records. Yes, double M-A-A-U-L-A. Yes. Which I thought was rather interesting. And then after that, we had a track called Flexi Time by Captain Clock, Your Mama. That's Captain with a K and Clock with a K, Your Mama. Rather good. And I shall move straight on now with a track. I've got more than one. Yes, I've got more than one track from Routine Espresso Recordings, which is new to me. This is the house mix of a track called High Tide by At Dawn. We'll be right back.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Was rather interesting, wasn't it? Rather different. That was an artist possibly called Korta Iflug on the Post Driving record label, and the track was called Chapter 7 Bankruptcy. I thought that was Chapter 11 myself personally, but there you go. But anyway, whatever. And then before that we heard At Dawn, we heard At Dawn playing the track High Tide, the brackets House Remix by Routine Espresso Recordings. Rather good. Right, as old Donald gets himself in a bit of a fluster, I thought I'd play something totally ridiculous, a bit like him. This is a track by an artist called, wait for it, Fisting Famous People.
Raka pipi papa, raka pipi papa, raka pipi papa, pipi papa, pipi.
pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, braka pee pee papa, poo poo papa, pee pee papa.
Now you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
Kanusa tole mediana mubarawa nela meleka ni barawa kaneto kile na miriro Oh no!
Marvellous. Another track from Muala Records. That was a track called Atara by Balafonics featuring Moriba Diabate. Absolutely fantastic stuff. And then before that, we heard Braka Pipi Papa. Which I don't know what it means. Don't care. It's just silly and I loved it. By Fisting Famous People. Picked that up at Bandcamp. Don't ask me how I got Fisting Famous People in my list, but it's probably something to do with some filter that I put in, but I'm not going to tell you what. Let's move on. This is After Midnight by Parallel.
Yeah. outside bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Thank you.
So two more tracks there for you, the last of which was by Alpha Centauri. I played something from him last week. This is a track called Post Mortem. And then before that we heard After Midnight by Parallel, which came out of a record label called This Is Solace, S-O-U-L-A-C-E. Very very disco-y and a bit different from me, but there you go. Let's move on. Here's an old track. I was digging around in the archives looking for some stuff that I hadn't played before that was perhaps a bit older. This is Sid Thing. Goes back, I think, to 2010. Yes, this is the Third Planet, the Dub Gabriel remix, and it's originally by Meditronica.
Structures composed of
BBC podcast.
There. Doesn't that sound better?
Thank you.
So two more tracks there for you, the last of which was by Marcus Masur, that's M-A-S-U-H-R, and he's got a new album out called Dub Theory, the Dub Theory Chapter 2, and I played something from the Dub Theory Chapter 1 a few weeks ago. This is Dub Theory 08, not very imaginative for the titles, but rather good. Apparently all done live, all recorded live and sort of dubbed straight into the mixer and straight into the recording device, as it were, which is rather interesting. And then before that, we heard Meditronica, the Third Planet dub, the Third Planet, the Dub Gabriel remix, which I thought was rather excellent. Here's something else I found with our, sort of particularly relevant to our duck theme and our vampire theme and our Stopping the Count theme. This is Buduza from a track that goes back to 2009 and a track called Sick Vampire.
When everything you want is you, the only light that took your stand is freaking blue. And when the blinds are rustled down, it really feels alright. So let me tell you about the sick vampire. The thirst of fright, though he will tell his dark news. Let him bite, and you can tell it's an excuse. It fits on every teardrop that ever touched the ground. Did I tell you he's a sick vampire? Slayers all prison millions die with a risen hunger, rain, extinction, explosion, demolition, prayers, raise my vicious mayors, politicians, factions, and pollution, games and revolutions, violence and injustice.
So far, yes.
Thank you.
Was Crossroad Metamorphosis by the amazing Hovanya Alemi, who I keep playing. No one else seems to bother to play them these days, but I still love them. They're fantastic. From Ankara in Turkey, still producing some amazing, what you might call, psychedelic dub. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but it's just bloody marvellous. And before that, we heard Boduza. I had played him a few times in the past, but that was a track I don't think I have played from an album of his called Now Here, and it's called Sick Vampire. Right, back to the fact that I said I was going to play something by Routine Espresso Records again. This is by Alain Gertrand, and the track is called Vague Une, from the album Les Vagues, which there are deux vagues. So this is Les Vagues 1, and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope by the time I come back next week, we will know who the President of the United States is, and hopefully it won't be that silly bugger. See you soon, folks. podcast.
And so we end as we began, with woeful wailing winding its worrisome way into the Transylvanian sky. Yes, once more, it's time to say good night out there, whatever you are.